Between tomorrow and Saturday, are you going to be anywhere near, well, say, Edmonton, Canada, maybe down to Cape Town, South Africa? Duck! About 1,200 pounds of satellite wreckage is headed your way. Now, tracking falling satellites is an imprecise science, but NASA specialists say there's no need to don a helmet. Most of the debris will be broken into small pieces by the time it arrives, and the chances are of being hit are apparently pretty slim, but still, the largest part we hear is about 300 pounds. What's up with that? Let's ask our resident stargazer, Kelly Beatty, a planetary specialist and senior contributing editor at Sky and Telescope magazine. Kelly, what exactly is this? It sounds like a bus falling from the sky. What is it?
It's about that size, Robin. It's called the Upper Atmosphere Research Satellite, and it was launched in 1991 to study the atmosphere. It is about the size of a bus and weighs about 6 tons. Its lifetime is over. It's no longer working, and NASA has been watching it come into the atmosphere. It will be coming in an uncontrolled fashion. There's no rocket that will force it into a specific part of the ocean or onto a land.
Well, you know, that raises so many questions. First of all, does it just decide, I'm done, I'm tired, or does someone release it or something? And why can't they put a rocket on it to bring it back?
You know, if they were launching it today, they would put a rocket on it. In 1991, the standards really weren't there yet. It's coming in because even though we think of the atmosphere as only being, you know, a few miles deep, it actually extends hundreds of miles out at its very edge. And so there's atmospheric drag that takes place and gradually brings satellites down. The space station is a good case in point. Every now and then it has to be boosted to a higher orbit because it's gradually coming closer to Earth.
Well, that is going to be a big tumble. But this one that's falling, you know, I hear it's going to be broken up into tiny pieces, but that one of them is 300 pounds. That's not tiny. Has anyone ever been hurt by that? And why wouldn't you be hurt by that, 300 pounds?
Right. Well, A, you would be hurt by that if it actually hit you, because it's going to be coming in at like a mile or two per second. No one's been hit yet because the Earth is a big place. The actual odds are 1 in 3,200 for anybody being hurt. Your individual odds are in the trillions. You might as well go buy a lottery ticket. Your odds are better there. No one's ever been hit before. The problem is when it comes in, it's going to be like skipping a stone off the water. You know, you never quite know how many skips you're going to get or where exactly it's going to land. And that's sort of the situation here.
And so even if, you know, some meteorologist somewhere between Edmonton and Cape Town spots it coming in at a mile, what'd you say, a mile a second? It's not like you can run.
That's right. But, you know, again, these are small pieces and the chances are very small of getting hit. Remember, the satellite itself, even though it weighs 6.5 tons, is going to be broken up. You know, there's panels and struts and things, but deep inside there are batteries and fuel tanks. Those are the parts that are going to make it to the ground.
Yeah. I still think a small battery that is traveling from outer space would not be fun, but what is it going to look like? Because we're hearing that if you are in a place where you can see it and know you're not going to get hit by it, it's spectacular.
It is spectacular. It's going to be like a slow motion fireworks show crossing the sky. It won't be quick like a meteor. It will be very slow, taking a couple of minutes. And after it's broken apart, it'll be all kinds of little incandescent fragments. Some people may recollect when Columbia broke apart, very tragic situation. But yeah, that video of all those pieces streaking across the sky is very much like what we'll have here.
Yeah, but obviously this is not the same as you said. But what should you do if, in fact, you come across one of these pieces? Should you put it on your mantle?
I'd put it on my mantle. Call me. I'll help you find it.
But I ask seriously because I'm hearing that we shouldn't touch these things that come from space.
They're not radioactive. They're not harmful in any way. These things are all kind of inert. They're made of aluminum, titanium, stainless steel. There's no radioactivity on board, but they will be quite valuable if you should find a piece.
Okay, we got about a minute left. I just have to ask you about another big discovery last week. 50 new planets, including 16 known as Super Earth, and one that circles two suns?
Right. You know, this planet-finding game is getting pretty everyday now for those of us in the science biz. But this is special because we're now the goal is to find planets that are small and like the Earth and also habitable. And so we're getting closer. These super Earths are great. The one around two suns, it's kind of like Star Wars, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, there is a planet that circles two suns in Star Wars. You remind us. They were prescient. Kelly Beatty, planetary specialist and special contributing editor to Sky and Telescope magazine. Thanks as always.
My pleasure, Robin. Thanks.